Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to this live July 21st, 2006 Friday edition. Joining us just for one segment, she agreed to stay longer, but we've got to get on to other news. Sybil Edmonds is coming up later in this hour to talk about her new whistleblower organization to bring forward more information about 9/11 and government corruption. She will be joining us, of course, the big NSA / FBI whistleblower. She's coming up. We have Dar Jamal joining us via satellite phone from Damascus there in Syria as Israel gears up for a full-scale invasion of southern Lebanon. They're talking about going all the way into Syria. This is the provocation Bush promised in late July if Iran did not submit to the New World Order. We will also be taking your calls throughout the show today. Throughout the broadcast, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. We will go to your calls early in this hour. Pat Buchanan is decrying what Israel is doing and saying we shouldn't get involved. Germany is saying we shouldn't be involved. Russia is saying we shouldn't be involved. China is saying we shouldn't be involved. The British government is saying this is actually going to backfire on Israel, what they're doing. France is saying we shouldn't be involved. Spain is saying what we're doing is wrong, what Israel's doing is wrong. And when we say we're basically Siamese twins with Israel. So when we look at this situation, it's just spiraling into deeper and deeper hot water. But we have to understand something. This is part of a larger program of world government. They need crises to bring in the next steps in the different phases, bringing us into a tyrannical one-world government. And we have to understand that every day the Israelis shoot innocent Palestinians, that they are routinely bombing Lebanon, and that every time Lebanon or any of its population or any group within Lebanon fights back in any way, it is called terrorism. And I hear these neocon follower, drone, zombie, brain dead, anti-conservative minions calling to talk radio. I was listening to it this morning here locally, and it's the same thing. Israel's our ally. They're fighting them over there, so we don't have to fight them over there. The Arabs all want to kill us. They want to destroy America. They're deadly. Israel is David up against Goliath, when Israel's really Goliath, ladies and gentlemen, with 400 to 600 nukes, hundreds of submarines, fighter bombers, medium-range bombers, weapon systems, in some cases more advanced than what we have. It's an armed camp with a bunch of backwards, bombed-out third-world countries around it with people fighting back with maybe heavy machine guns if they're lucky, or these primitive hand-built rockets that our media is acting like are the second coming of King Kong and Godzilla rolled into one. Why can you believe someone fired a rocket full of ball bearings? Full of ball bearings! What if we did something like that? What do you think Israel and the U.S. government do all the time? They drop cluster bombs on civilian populations every day. I mean, they drop, quote, anti-personnel munitions. I'm sorry, not cluster bombs, but anti-infantry, anti-personnel devices, munitions. There, let me use the... And the Patriot Act is patriotic, and New Freedom for psychological testing is a new freedom, and everything is named improperly, but so what? We'll be back with Sybil Edmonds, and then we'll... get into the latest developments in Israel. Things are really heating up in that region. Stay with us.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 34 seconds into the second segment of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host on the front lines of the information war. Our weapon is the truth. The enemy's weapon is lies. They may have greater forces than us, though they're beginning to fail through attrition. But we have the truth, and it's a much more powerful weapon. Thank you for joining us today. Dar Jamal joining us from the front lines of the physical war raging and escalating right now in the Middle East will join us from Syria via sat phone coming up in the next hour. Right now, for just this segment, she's a very busy lady. Sybil Edmonds joins us. She's the big FBI/NSA whistleblower who discovered incredible things that she hasn't even been able to really get into for the Congress or talk radio or print because she's had a gag order put on her, though she has talked about, quote, hypothetical situations of government groups in their intercepts, connections to terrorism, weapons, drug dealing, you name it. So you can fill in the blanks and read between the lines. But we've seen the federal government move against whistleblowers, try to punish them, try to indict and then prosecute media when it reports on crimes of the government. We saw a prosecutor in California who reported on the police framing people. They then demoted him and tried to fire him. The Supreme Court just ruled that that's A-OK. So we need to circle the wagons for whistleblowers because whistleblowing is such an important facet of a free society. Sybil Edmonds, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Alex.
You bet. Just out of the gates, because you've been involved in analysis, you've been involved in government, you've been involved in politics. Give us your take on the whole situation right now in the Middle East.
Well, Alex, as we see from the main media, one more time, our government is proving its one-sided foreign policy. And now, after all the disaster in Iraq and after seeing what's happening right now in Afghanistan, now we have this disastrous situation in Lebanon, and yet we have a totally ineffective foreign policy. And our main media, instead of really bringing up this issue, which is the root, the cause of our problem, which started with 9/11, or actually before that, they are still, you know, focusing on this one-sided, Hippocratic foreign policy.
Well, I agree with you, and, you know, I track what happens in Israel. Routinely, soldiers are captured. It's an ongoing guerrilla war. Israel, on a daily basis, is bombing different targets, bombing their neighbors, in some cases civilian areas. And in the minute that there's any fighting from the other side, it's called terrorism when really it's war. And then there have been 1,400-plus rockets, Tinker Toy type rockets. They're not Tinker Toys if you get hit by one, but compared to Israel's munitions, it's like a slingshot compared to a howitzer cannon. Just total propaganda in our media. Now, Israel has dropped thousands of bombs and other munitions, anti-personnel munitions, we've confirmed. Chemical weapons have been used. They're bombing Christian areas, allied areas to Israel. And it's being billed as Israel protecting itself, but they've even been bombing right up on the Syrian border up against Syria. So a huge escalation, and all of our allies, we haven't seen this in a long time, are actually against what Israel is doing.
Right.
But, and they're also upset about the U.S. Supporting this. I just brought that up, obviously, to get your take on it, because it's in the news big time right now.
One other thing that we need to emphasize is, you know, here they started this so-called war on terror. And with everything that we have been doing, with every action that we have been taking in Middle East, all we have done is create more hatred towards our policy and our nation. And we have created far more reason for groups and organizations and terrorist groups to really go and recruit people into their campaign against the West. And that's exactly what we have been doing. We have been enabling the terrorist group rather than dismantling and actually fighting the terrorism globally.
Sybil Edmonds, were you aware of the Pentagon's $6 billion a year program started in 2002, known as the Office of P2OG, where Rumsfeld actually writes in the documents that we will foment and kill innocent people and then elicit, quote, military terrorist responses, which then will allow the U.S. to expand military operations?
No, I'm not aware of that particular document, but what we are all aware of currently is everything that has already been proven, and these are the secret detention, this is kidnapping people. Of course, we have had Abu Ghraib and cases of torture. And also, as far as the expansionism is concerned, I mean, just take a look at, besides the Middle East, look at the Central Asian countries and see what's happening. I mean, that's another thing that the main media fails to report, and that is what is happening in Turkmenistan and in Azerbaijan and in Uzbekistan, and the bases that are being created there and the activities that we are carrying out there. Again, our main media has been absolutely silent on these issues.
And our government is supporting Byzantine dictators that literally publicly boil people alive, a reign of terror and oppression. And America has gone in the last few years from being the beacon of freedom and liberty, loved by the world, to being universally decried and reviled and hated. Sybil Edmonds, I want to get into your new organization, National Security Whistleblowers Coalition. Tell us about it.
Yes. As you know, this this organization was first created as a coalition. And this was due to the 9/11 commissioner's report. As you remember, after about 2 weeks after the report came out, that this is the so-called report by the 9/11 commissioners, people from the intelligence community, various whistleblowers, and this is from FBI, NSA, CIA, DIA, and also the Department of Homeland Security and previous FAA whistleblowers, they all came forward and they joined me in denouncing the report and also letting the public know that many of the witnesses have been turned away. They were not interviewed. And those who were interviewed, many of them, their report and their statements were not included in that report. And after we started this, gradually the coalition turned into a fairly large organization. And this is an organization of national security whistleblowers, for whistleblowers, by whistleblowers. Now we have about over 100 whistleblowers from the FBI, NSA, CIA, DIA, and also the Department of Homeland Security.
Shabelle Edmonds, I want to get more into this in a moment. We have links to it up on Infowars.com to this national organization. I want to talk more about that, but obviously you've been coming out incrementally with more and more of what you've been gagged on or what you've been told you can't talk about concerning 9/11 when you went over all of those intercepts and were basically told to shut up about it or destroy it, get rid of it, you know, falsify it, you'd be promoted, and you valiantly with great courage refused. But let me just bring something up concerning 9/11. Obviously, you know, the majority of Americans in major polls now believe 9/11 is an inside job, not just that it was a cover-up. Now, recently, 2 weeks ago, Bill Doyle, the biggest representative of the largest 9/11 families group, said the government was complicit in the attack and was clearly behind it. We now have Colonel Ron Ray, Chief Marine Corps, a former historian and Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, has gone public saying 9/11, clearly the evidence points towards an inside job. Andres von Bülow, former German Defense Minister, Michael Meacher, member of Blair Cabinet's gone public. Hollywood director, of course, here on this broadcast last week, Richard Linklater went public and talked about how he'd woken up Bruce Willis a few months ago. Professor Stephen Jones, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, number two at Treasury, Morgan Reynolds, number one, chief economist for the last Bush administration, Ray McGovern, CIA analyst, and many others. Without getting into the documents and the intercepts you saw, Sybil Edmonds, is 9/11 an inside job? What is Sybil Edmonds, from all the evidence you've seen just in the media, not the classified stuff you saw you can't talk about, what happened on 9/11, Sybil Edmonds?
Well, Alex, of course I cannot go ahead and answer this, and this is not only because of gag orders, but the established facts here point out to a larger scale of cover-up by the government. And that is a government that doesn't have much, you know, that is, doesn't have anything to hide. Why would it go to such an extent to prevent the information from coming out, prevent investigations, gag whistleblowers, classify reports? As you know, 2 years ago, the CIA issued its report on 9/11, and the entire report got classified. And this is under Porter Goss. And this was the report, the investigation by CIA and IG.
What does all the evidence point at? General Mahmoud Ahmed wiring $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, meeting with the heads of House and Senate Intelligence days before 9/11. What does all the evidence to Sybil Edmonds point to?
Well, we have two types of issues here. One are all the facts that have already been established. And that is, I mean, we know about the Phoenix memo. We know about the Colleen Rowley's case. We know about the Iranian informant in April 2001 coming up with warning. We know about the blueprints being sent from the United States to certain country. And also, we have had other CIA whistleblowers who have proven and come out with evidence and documentation of a lot of documented cases that points out to the fact that a lot of facts were known. So for the government, for Condoleezza Rice to come out and say, oh, we had no warnings. I mean,
Sybil, who stood to gain from 9/11? Who really has a motive? Who's gotten power out of 9/11?
Well, again, we just have to look around us and see who has gained. And obviously, 9/11 has become this vehicle for the government to implement these totally undemocratic, fascistic legislations and just going against what our country stood for. And you're looking at the Patriot Act, you're looking at the war with Iraq that the 9/11 provided an excuse for, and you're looking at the expansion in Central Asia. Now you're looking at all the planning towards Iran. So you're looking at this event that enabled some people who have been for years planning and plotting.
Sybil, do 5 minutes more with us on the other side, and we'll let you go. I want you to be able to finish your statement and tell us more about the organization. Stay with us.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sybil Edmonds is our guest, one of the most famous, not the most famous whistleblower concerning the 9/11 cover-up. We know that the official story is a lie. We know the government actively ordered FBI agents all over the country, from Florida to Illinois, from Wisconsin and Minnesota to Arizona to Dallas, Texas, to quote, don't mess with these people, don't stop them, don't investigate them, leave them alone. And we've got Nick Berg, remember, who got his head sawed off, giving him his laptop and being at weird air bases with him. I mean, obviously a spook. Sybil Edmonds, 9/11. I mean, you personally, I've heard another show, we've talked to you here. All these prominent people are coming out. I mean, clearly you've just said that elements of the government had the motive for 9/11. Arabs wouldn't bring down the greatest military in the world upon them. The majority of Arabs, the major polls, what, 90% in foreign polls believe it was an inside job. What I'm asking, now half of Americans do in Zoghbi polls, I'm asking you, I mean, clearly, where does the evidence point on 9/11?
Well, that is the whole point, Alex. They are not letting out all the evidence, and we don't have it to this date. Because as I was telling you, the IG reports have been all classified. We also had 35 pages, and this is according to Senator Graham, the most important evidence and information on 9/11 by the Senate and House joint inquiry that happened in 2002, classified. And 5 years later, everything about it is classified. And again, you're still having people who are gagged. So this already points out that they don't want the evidence out. And they are keeping the evidence out of the public's reach.
But even if they cut evidence out of reports, we have the clear evidence of thermite in the buildings. We have clear evidence of CIA insider trading, NORAD standing down, U.S. troops already masked in Central Asia, Bush having the launch order 2 days before to attack Afghanistan. I mean, Sibel, when you put all that together, I'm asking you personally, where does all the evidence point?
The evidence points to a massive government cover-up. And that raises the question of why. Now, we can answer that in so many different ways, and we can speculate. But as I said, the most important thing is to stay with the facts, not the facts that the government claims to be the fact, but the facts that are absolutely undisputed.
Sibel, what I'm asking you is, in your gut, do you think 9/11, to some extent, is an inside job?
Well, again, as I am telling you and I'm trying to tell you is, I have all the evidence of cover-up. Now, who were the people behind this and why and how, we don't have a definite answer. As I said, we can come up with theories, we can come up with speculation, but they do not. I mean, in my opinion, they are not facts. But also what government has been giving us, again, I don't consider those the total, you know, total truth or facts either.
Sure. Well, Daniel Ellsberg went public on this network last week. Saying that the evidence points towards an inside job and that he believes Bush may carry out more terror attacks.
Well, I read Dan's statement, and it was very well argued, and also it was very, very rational. And what he exactly said is, he says it points out to the possibility of it, and that he wouldn't be surprised if this is the case, because nothing else would explain this level of cover-up.
Would you be surprised?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be surprised if elements or criminal elements or private contractors were involved in 9/11.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is important, though. If whistleblowers aren't protected, how can we have more evidence come out? And that's the key area you're fighting on, Sibel. How do we help you?
Well, if you go to our website, and that is www.nswbc.org, we have put all the documentations on how Congress has been preventing whistleblowers from coming forward and giving information to the public. And also, they are not holding hearings despite all the documentation that's presented to them by all these whistleblowers in the past 4 years. We actually have announced our list of whistleblowers, 30 dozen, and these are the top 12 people in Congress, both in the House and the Senate, who have been preventing investigations into these 9/11-related issues.
Give us the website addresses so we can go look at the Dirty Dozen.
Sure. It is www.nswbc.org. That stands for National Security Whistleblowers Coalition, nswbc.org.
nswbc.org. And what about your website?
My website is www.justacitizen.com.
So you wouldn't be surprised, like many others, and because of the evidence and the cover-up you've seen, if 9/11 was an inside job?
At this point, I have to say no, I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you think the evidence is leaning towards that?
Well, again, considering the level of cover-up and the length to which, you know, which they have gone to gag people and prevent information, this information from coming out, I would say yes.
Well, we really appreciate your courage in stepping forward like so many other prominent people have done. And your courage from the beginning, Sibel Edmonds, not taking the payoffs. And we'll all visit the sites. We'll sign the different petitions you've got. And we're here standing with you and supporting you and other valiant, brave whistleblowers. Sibel, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Alex. You too.
God bless you. Vaya con Dios. We'll be back with continual coverage of the Middle East war that's raging right now. Your calls and a bunch of other news and a report from Syria with Dar Jamal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you heard her, a great lady, a lot of courage. She's been gagged, she's been threatened, you name it. But we squeezed it out of her. That's a major headline. We've got to get that together. How will it read? Top government whistleblower, Sebel Edmonds. Evidence points towards 9/11 being an inside job, or what was the exact quote? Leans towards 9/11 being an inside job. Wouldn't be surprised if criminal elements of government carried out 9/11. I mean, obviously everybody knows. And what Sebel Edmonds will do is she'll go, well, let's say hypothetically you've heard of these cases where someone in the government listens to the intercepts of our government dealing narcotics, weapons, and funding terrorist groups and protecting them. Now, I can't say that's what my case is because I've been gagged and I'll be arrested, but that's a nice hypothetical story, isn't it, for you, Alex? Or here's an example where this has been declassified. Things I've seen are similar. Can you imagine being that lady listening to these intercepts, NSA intercepts being given to the FBI, and she's there hearing all of this, so now we've got to throw a story together on that and get that out. That is big. You see, as more people go public, Daniel Ellsberg last week and Richard Linkletter and talking about how now even people, former neocons, we'll see which way he goes now, though, under pressure, Bruce Willis, and as all these prominent people, the head of the 9/11 victims family group, Marine Corps historians, as people go public, it becomes harder and harder for the cowards out there to go along with the official story. So we commend the incredible courage of Sybil Edmonds. I know we got Mike and Jason and Frank and John and others. Listen, folks, you can really only call the show one day a week. I see somebody in queue who's called twice this week. In fact, I would like to give preference to first-time callers, 1-800-259-9231. We got 20 phone lines, but they stack up in queue five at a time. And I just, it's not fair. So many people tell me they can never get in. So really, we love you to call, but you can only call once a week. That's our only restriction, and we like first-time callers. And if you're calling on your own dime from overseas, you go to the front of the line. But that can only be trumped, kind of the, what's the best hand you can get in poker? That can only be trumped, I guess by a royal flush. That can only be trumped by someone who disagrees. But unfortunately, when we go to people first who supposedly disagree, it's usually a joke, or they really agree, or they disagree on some small point. No, I mean jellyfish brains who love world government, love gun control, love open borders, love George Bush, phony conservatives, that type of little toady who knows how to regurgitate by rote the religious neocon dogma. You go to the front of the line if you dare. You occasionally email me thousands of emails a day. I get two or three sniveling, mindless, threatening emails. I'd love it if you'd call in 1-800-259-9231. We're going to your calls here in just a moment. But first, here is the new ad. I just love this ad so much I'm airing it a few times here in the middle of the show for my new film, Terror Storm.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police forger, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's right. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and we've already got about half the 9/11 conference from 2.5-3 weeks ago posted there, including the big roundtable panel discussion that C-SPAN claims they're going to air next Wednesday night on C-SPAN 1, 8 o'clock Eastern, on American Perspectives. You can see that from our 4-camera shoot, leave me better than the C-SPAN 3-camera shoot, at PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a member. And a bunch of the other keynote speeches have been uploaded. A bunch of them are there. Some others are going up this weekend, I think, what, three more. My weekly TV reports, we're putting up some of my classic vintage reports, TV shows going back 5 years. We put quite a few of those up that have never been seen outside Austin before. My book, Paul Watson's book, all 15 of my films, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post, like Loose Change Second Edition. You'll say, well, I can get Loose Change Second Edition anywhere on the web. Yeah, a cruddy Google video, low bandwidth. You can download high-quality ones if you're a member at PrisonPlanet.tv. Plus, you support this broadcast and make it possible and help me pay my webmasters a living wage, which we attempt to do. Just give people raises again. Now is the time to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. But go get a trial month and see if you like it. I'm sure you will. Over 1,000 pieces of media there right now. You get my films weeks before they're released on DVD, like Terror Storm was. And you get excerpts of films while we're working on them, some of the raw cuts, months before you see it. In the case of PrisonPlanet.tv, right when I got back from London a year ago, or just at a year ago, I posted large excerpts of what then was put into Terror Storm there for you at PrisonPlanet.tv. But really, the best activist tool, the most powerful tool we've got, is the high-quality digital DVDs, and of course VHS is pretty darn good as well. You can get all my films, a bunch of other books and videos we carry by other authors at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online Video and book shopping cart, video and bookstore there. Go to Infowars.com, order hard copies, take advantage of the big discount, some of my films as low as $5.95 a piece when you get multiple DVDs. You can also call toll free to get the films or to get a catalog or to ask them questions and decide which videos you want to secure. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Did anybody call in on an open line? So I know we let a few people go that had called in already this week. Did anybody call in who disagrees on one of the open lines? And so they're all filled with people that agree with us, huh? Okay. Michael in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I want to let you know that I saw Terror Storm, and it was excellent.
Well, thank you. Did you see it online, or did you get a DVD?
I saw it online, as well as ordered a DVD.
Good, good.
I noticed that while many people don't believe 9/11 at times, you went into the other government operations, such as Gladio and things they did in Iran, and many people don't understand that the government's committing atrocities all over the world.
And this is... You know, the first 30 minutes of the film is all the admissions, all the things that are publicly documented. USS Liberty, in conjunction with Israel. We have just all these cases, Hitler and Gleiwitz, not just the Reichstag and the Gulf of Tonkin, and then blowing up a Cuban passenger jetliner. I mean, so many admitted examples. Then we get into British SAS caught carrying out terror attacks late last year in Basra.
Yeah, and also I also have to commend you for your websites and such. I recently had to set mine up for a local thing here in Florida, and it's a lot of work.
You recently set up what?
Set up a website as far as organized people in Florida.
Well, good job. Keep it up. What's your take on what's happening in Israel right now?
Well, it's funny. Recently, reading about the original how Israel set up Hamas as a counterbalance to the PLO, and how everybody makes it look like Israel is such a victim when they're bombing civilians and even bombing the Christian people.
Well, they have a gigantic military, the fifth largest conservatively, and that's what we know about. They're probably the fourth largest. They got a bigger arsenal of nukes than England does, ladies and gentlemen. And they're over there acting like people shooting Tinker Toy rockets at them in response to their thousands of bombs being dropped. I mean, it's a war, folks, but anybody who fights back against the New World Order is called a terrorist.
Yeah, and I believe that the American government is frothing at the mouth, just waiting to get Iran.
You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Michael. Frank in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Frank.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I am a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. And if I can give one of your sponsor plugs right now, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Cowben soap. I got when I moved into my house, about 2 years after I moved in, so it's been about 24 years ago, I had a water softener put into my house, and one of the things they gave me was a 10-year supply of Cowben pure soap. Well, that's been 24 years, and I've got about 3 bars left.
It's great unbelievable.
Stuff. Great stuff, and having soft water makes it last a lot longer. But I love it. I can't stand it when I go someplace else and use regular bars of store-bought soap.
Coming up in 3 months, is it 3 or 4, he told me, it'll be their 60th anniversary. The grandfather started it. The father and son own it and run it today. And it's 85% less in cost than the toxic garbage that Procter & Gamble and others pitch as cleaners.
Yeah, it's been, like I said, 24 years, and I'm... kind of wondering, do I get another 10-year supply that lasts me 26 years or not?
Well, we recommend folks just start with a yearly supply.
Yeah, but it's great stuff, and I recommend it to, highly recommend it to anyone.
Well, thank you, Frank. What else is on your mind?
Well, a friend of mine got me turned on to you after he heard you on Coast to Coast about 8 or 9 months ago, and talking about 9/11 and inside job and that sort of thing, and my mind just couldn't wrap around it. I said, no way. It couldn't be. It's impossible. People are not that evil. But I did start listening to you on the internet. I work at my computer, and I'm at a place where I can listen. So most days I listen to your show, and when I can't get it live, I it keeps replaying, so I'm able to listen to it. And you've convinced me. I'm convinced now.
Well, the science, the facts, the documents, the whistleblowers, it proves it. I mean, it stands prima facie on its face.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm like so many other Americans that we believe in freedom. We would gladly sacrifice ourselves to maintain this freedom that we have. And it's just unfathomable that elements within our government would actually allow this sort of thing. And the thing that we have to concentrate on, I think, is it's not government, it's not our government, it's evil persons, criminal elements, who you referred to earlier, within our government administration that's
compartmentalized black world cyst running these little tentacle operations. And
Right. The
globalists, the New World Order crime syndicate, counted on it being so horrific when they blow Kennedy's head off in front of us, or they stage terror attacks like OKC or the first World Trade Center attack, that it even comes out that the FBI bombed the World Trade Center, cooked the bomb, gave them the detonators, let it go forward, their own informant blew the whistle, it still happened. They're counting on it being so horrible that we just can't deal with it. Well, to save lives, to save our republic, we've got to face the facts, we've got to face the horror, and we've got to go public.
Yes, I believe that now. And one of the things that I don't, maybe there's a website out there, but I've been thinking, you know, we keep talking about various people abusing the authority that we, as our employees, we have given them, but yet it's not the whole system, as you know, that one Phoenix police officer you had on last week or so talking about. We need to somehow shine the light on these cockroaches in our society, maybe have a web list of these various abusers of power, so we can sort by it and find who are these evil cockroaches in our own area that we can see who they are. Who is it that's abusing our powers? It's not the entire police department. It's these specific individuals.
Well, it's the federally prepared and written policies. It's templates. They duplicate everywhere. Thanks for the call, Frank. Good to have you on board, my friend. Please tell your friends, neighbors, colleagues about the broadcast. John in Ohio, then Eric, Steve, and others. John, go ahead.
I'm a C on restaurant television. I don't giggle myself. A free speech TV last night that had about four very interesting items on it. INN, I don't know if you heard of it, International News something.
Yes, I've been on it.
Oh, well, it surprised me to see that they had quoted your interview with Daniel Ellsberg and accurately pointed out what he said, that he found it very possible that there was an inside job and that you know, they had the kind of immoral character to pull it off, and the physical and motive reasons to do so. And there was another item on there by Paul Craig Roberts, really exposing the corruption of the media's depiction of the Israelis as the aggressors. And there was an item on there by the candidate of WSWS.org talking about how Hillary Clinton is
Rush Limbaugh and Hillary are in the same boat when it comes to this war. But guess who's gone public against what Israel's doing and our support of it? Lou Dobbs, I have the CNN article here, just came out. Lou Dobbs is decrying it. He's with us. And guess who else? Pat Buchanan. So the neocons are going to have a lot of trouble demonizing people that are against what's happening over in the Middle East right now, because we are the majority.
Yeah, and the sniveling character of this totally unscrupulous Hillary Clinton, where she goes out across from the United Nations, and it's mentioned by WSWS that she's got the biggest recipient of the AIPAC lobby, and she was actually celebrating the Israeli war crimes and escalating of them into...
It just came out in the New York paper 2 days ago that she's having more fundraisers with Rupert Murdoch, and he's trying to keep them secret. I mean, they control Bush and Hillary just like they control Bill Clinton. They own these people.
Well, it's incredible. The Democrats, the Republicans, the corporate media, I think Bush calculated that now that his polls and his credibility have gone into the toilet, that this kind of untouchable totem, this sacred cow of Israel that has this propaganda lines between the AIPAC and the U.S. military-industrial complex, will be able to bring in us into a war with Iran and Syria through the back door. Because there's such a total slavish perpetration of the upside-down view of who's the aggressor and who's the victim in this whole situation, to the extent that you even have the Israeli newspaper Haaretz coming out and saying, regrettably, this was on July 17th, regrettably, the Israeli army once again looks like the neighborhood bully. A soldier was abducted from Gaza. We'll make all of Gaza pay. 8 soldiers are killed and 2 abducted in Lebanon. We'll make all of Lebanon pay.
Do you know who did that? The Nazis. If they went into a town and one of their people got captured or shot, they'd kill 100 people. Well, Israel goes further than that. I mean, 3 people get captured, so they've killed over 400 now, and the number's growing.
And they've got 9,000 prisoners, some of them tortured, women and children, held for years without trial. And one prisoner of war is captured after Israel kidnaps the day before 2 civilians, and that's left out of the news. And this is
I know. Listen, I appreciate the call, John. It's outrageous. We'll be right back with more calls.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
My view on Israel has always been rock solid. It's based in history. I don't believe Israel is the great evil on the planet. I believe governments are evil and corrupt and run by gangsters. I mean, you study Iran, very corrupt, the mullahs out of control. But they're not trying to have world domination. They're not attacking the U.S. We've done horrible things to them, overthrowing several of their governments, occupying them, staging terror attacks, persecuting their people with the Savak. Their secret police. Same thing with Saddam. Our government put him in, set him up, did all of that. Israel has been behind founding Hamas. They've been involved actually funding Hezbollah. Clinton helped ship weapons and money to Iran, who then armed bin Laden to lead the attacks on the Serbs. Then we attacked the Serbs. My point is our governments are behind many of the so-called terrorists, and that can't be ignored. And Israel does engage in vicious atrocities against the Palestinians. They are predominantly the aggressor. It is ancient tribal warfare. Both sides do bad things. But if you weigh the two, Israel is the big bully. They are Goliath, as I heard a caller on talk radio this morning, state locally in Austin. They are the Goliath. They are not David. And so, you know, that's the point I'm trying to get at here. I come out when Israel does something wrong, when they found fake al-Qaeda groups and get caught doing it, I talk about it every week. When Israel's involved in the USS Liberty, I expose them for being involved in it, and I expose how our own government was involved. I've interviewed the admirals and people that took the call. And then I'm attacked for being anti-Israel, and then the other sniveling crowd, who probably works for the ADL, posing as little white supremacists, says, well, Jones, you know, says the U.S. attacked the USS Liberty. No, that's another fabrication and a lie. My film, Terror Storm, is the same as my radio show. I point out how the U.S. and Israel together did it. See, these are deceptive liars and twisters who just make things up. And they're there. Again, the New World Order can't attack us now from the position of they're the New World Order and we're bad. No, they have to pose as patriots to then try to attack us, and it's ineffective, so just keep it up. Just send us more people. No, we're balanced here. I don't hate Jews. I'm not against Jews any more than I'm against Germans because they produced Hitler. The British people are wonderful people. I have two employees that are British. Their government is evil. And I'm sick and tired of Christians getting blamed because George Bush claims he's a Christian. Oh, you Christians are bad. Look at George Bush. It's the same thing of saying, you Jews are bad. Look at Olbert, or look at Sharon, or look at Netanyahu, or look at any of these people. No, those are the criminal gangsters. Again, I'm against the Italian mafia. Doesn't mean I'm against Italians. They're great people. I'm against the Jewish mafia, the second biggest mafia in the United States that no one is supposed to talk about. It's not anti-Semitic or bad that I'm against the Jewish mafia. Go study criminology. It's there. It's public. It's available. But it's still somewhat of a secret in the news. So, you know, I get it from both sides. And I'm proud to not be a bigot. I'm proud to have Jewish friends. I am proud to stand up for Jewish life. You know, I've been criticized for exposing the radiation of 110,000 Jewish children. Our government funded the radiation test, paid $3 million to Israel to carry out the radiation test. Israel was just as culpable as our government. And that's how the anti-Semites play it, is they go, oh, look at Alex Jones. He won't, you know, he says our government radiated the Jewish children. No, in the articles we've written, the articles we posted, or even in the Jerusalem Post, it's how the Israeli government did it in collusion with our government. It doesn't nix out our government or Israel being involved. So this is the type of twisting we witness. This is it's just amazing. But that's what the government, we're now being able to prove from the evidence we've got, that this is the government. And it just shows we're over the target. It shows we're getting really, really effective as the globalist attempt in petty way to break up our movement against the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.